You're about to listen to the statement by Slovakia on behalf of the European Union before the 15th session of the Assembly of States Parties to the International Criminal Court, held in The Hague, the Netherlands, from the 16th to the 24th of November 2016. This statement is part of the general debate at the plenary meetings held on November 16th, 2016.
Mr. President, welcome the important judicial developments achieved this year, with 23 cases in 10 situations at different stages of the proceedings, 11 situations under preliminary examinations, and one new investigation by the prosecutor. The ICC is this year again facing an increasing workload. It is worth noting that the ICC is now conducting preliminary examinations and situation investigations in most regions of the world. This is in Latin America, in Asia, in Africa, and in Europe. The Office of the Prosecutor has also undertaken important work elaborating a comprehensive policy paper on case selection and prioritization, as well as drug policy on children. The EU is concerned about the fact that the relationship between the ICC and some governments has faced renewed challenges. We stand ready to listen to the concerns raised and welcome constructive discussion. And indeed, we must strengthen dialogue and communication among us all. Yet, it is essential that concerns about the court and its proceedings do not fall beyond the framework and principles of the Rome Statute. Mr. President, we know that appreciation that El Salvador became 124th state party to the Rome Statute on March 3rd, 2016. We warmly welcome El Salvador in our midst. We hope that the ratification by El Salvador will be followed by more ratification. The EU promotes a rules-based global order with world pluralism as its key principle. We firmly believe that we have an interest in promoting agreed rules to contribute to a peaceful and sustainable world. This is precisely why the new global strategy for the European Union's foreign and security policy, titled Shared Vision, Common Action, a Stronger Europe, released in June 2016, explicitly committed the European Union to promote international criminal law and encourage the widest acceptance of the joint jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court. The EU and its member states are committed to continue working together with you and all other stakeholders towards this common goal of achieving universality. It is also in this context that we know the recent ratification of the Kampala Amendments, particularly the amendment of the Grand Declaration, and take note that the threshold of further ratification has been met, allowing the activation of the decision to be taken in 2017. Mr. President, the Rome Statute is an essential and unique achievement in international criminal justice. The existence and functioning of the ICC remains an important guarantor of the respect of international humanitarian and human rights law in all countries. The decision by South Africa, Burundi, and the Gambia to withdraw from the Rome Statute raised serious concerns with the EU and its member states. Such action could be filled with the perception that the rule of law is strong and that justice is delivered to the victims across the globe, in particular in countries concerned. It would stimulate those texting to make our cultural variety. In this sense, the ICC is to be a key component to the institution to create impunity and see justice for victims where it is not possible at the national level for whatever reason. The court only intervenes if the state concerned is unable or unwilling to exercise its jurisdiction. The implementation of the principle of complementarity requires effective national legislation to implement the rules taken in the national system, as well as effective interstate cooperation in the fight against impunity for atrocity crimes, including for improved ways for mutual legal assistance. The recent judgment of May 13th in the upper case illustrates again to all of us what international criminal justice can achieve. Mr. President, in order to address atrocity crimes seriously, there must be a unified and comprehensive response from the international community. The European Union remains dedicated to working with all governments and civil society to support the role of the law and the ICC as the key institution in the fight against impunity of the most serious crimes. We look forward to working constructively with all state parties, officials of the court, and the members of the NGO community to achieve a successful outcome of this assembly, and by doing so, further strengthening international criminal justice. Thank you.
You have just listened to the statement by Slovakia on behalf of the EU before the 15th session of the Assembly of States Parties to the International Criminal Court. This programme was recorded by Radio Niskor on November 16th and produced at our studios in Belgium on November 30th, 2016.